October 24th. So the last shall be first, and the first last. For many be called, but few chosen. Matthew 20, verse 16. Large metropolitan newspapers keep biographical files on prominent people in a department called the morgue. Sometimes reporters are asked to go to the morgue and write obituaries on individuals not yet dead. These stories are then filed away until needed. A successful businessman was once allowed to see his obituary. "This is the way your story would read if you were to die today," the editor explained. Like Scrooge in Charles Dickens' famous story, the man was shocked by it. Other than being born, going to school, and running a business, his life was notably short on contributions to his community, his church, or any worthy charity. On the impetus of seeing a newspaper story recapping his life, the man reordered his priorities, and his life so significantly changed that his obituary had to be torn up and rewritten. How would your obituary read if your life were to come to an end now? More importantly, how would God view your life, and how would He greet you? Would He say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant"? Whatever your age or circumstance, you have time to get right with the Lord. Christ's parable of the workers in the vineyard in Matthew 20 makes it clear that it's never too late. Lord, help me do the things that I know I should.